Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball, your home of discussion and analysis of Major League Baseball. This podcast will instantly awe you in the use knowledge of MLB. Hear the latest MLB stats, standings, and news here. James Morris, who is filled with fun knowledge of MLB, is your host and has many guests come on the podcast weekly. Please enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast. Hello and welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I am your host, James Morris. And yesterday, November 1st, we had a World Series game, and it was a really interesting and fun game, at least if you're a Phillies fan. I think every single one of us were surprised. It was in the Phillies Stadium, Citizens Bank Park. So we all kind of knew the Phillies had the momentum going into game three, and they really decided to have that momentum going their way here in game three. Let's talk about who we had on the mound for both teams first, and that's Lance McCullers Jr. for the Astros, Ranger Suarez for the Phillies, and I'm guessing you guys know October 31st, there was a rain delay, and I think that really, really helped the Phillies because we all know that the Phillies, I mean, pitching roster, pitching rotation, bullpen, all that is definitely not as good as the Astros. And to have Nola not start Game 3, save him for Game 4, is incredibly important because Ranger Suarez is a reliable pitcher. Nola is probably better, but saving Nola, especially after a win on November 1st yesterday, was the best you could possibly think of. But so we're going to Game 4, and automatically we're going to a Game 5, and I'm really, really excited, and I guess we're going to recap Game 3 and talk about what to expect on Game 4, that is if my podcast is released in time. But let's get right into it. So Lance McCullers on the mound for the Astros, Ranger Suarez was on the mound for the Phillies. Both those in the regular season are extremely reliable pitchers. Lance McCullers Jr. I believe posted a 2.67 ERA, even though getting hurt along the way, he threw really well. Ranger Suarez had a really solid ERA, did not strike out tons of batters, but got many wins, and is a really, really good contact pitcher. Really like what I see through him, and he did really, really well in the World Series, striking out his first batter he saw, striking out 4, walking 1, giving up 0 runs, 3 hits, and 5 innings, having a 1.23 ERA in the playoffs. Lance McCullers Jr. was definitely not good in the bottom of the first inning. Bryce Harper hits a 2-run home run. And right after that, Alec Bohm. Well, I guess not after that. This is the bottom of the second inning. Alec Bohm, it's a home run. Well, we have some technical difficulties as of right now. But So Bryce Harper hit a home run. That made it 2-0, but on the second inning, Alec Bohm hit a home run, made it 3-0. Brandon Marsh hit a home run, and Kyle Schwarber hit a home run. Reese Hoskins, I mean, so many home runs happened. And right after Bryce Harper, the four-hole hitter hit a home run. He ran over the second he came over the home plate. He right ran to the batter right after him, who was Alec Bohm, I believe it was. He whispered some words to him. We all think it was because he was Lance McCullers Jr. is pitching or tipping his pitches. We really don't know. The announcer later asked Alec Bohm what Bryce Harper said to him, and Alec Bohm responded to, "It's between us." But Alec Bohm then later hit a home run. So that makes it 3-0. Remember when Harper told Alec Bohm something? I think the Phillies a slider hitting team? Well, at least in that game, it showed that they are. Lance McCullers Jr. had so much hanging sliders in the strike zone. Pretty much every pitch was, but I think he also was tipping his pitches. Brandon Marsh also had a home run off a slider.
On a 2-0 from McCullers, Marsh hits a fly ball to right field. Tucker drifting back to the track, to the wall. It's off the top of the wall and gone.
So that another home run off a slider, Lance McCullers Jr. I don't know if he did not realize taping his pitches. I mean, we all pretty much know he it was Lance McCullers Jr. He's taping his pitches by now. I think I think he was putting his glove lower when he was throwing a slider and putting up his glove higher when it was not a slider. But then Kyle Schwarber hit a home run in the fifth inning, again off a slider. And, I mean, at this point, Lance McCullers Jr. is not doing very well. And so, I mean, if you keep on, if you know the team is hitting sliders, then stop throwing the slider, as Lance McCullers Jr. would refuse, giving up five home runs, seven runs, and a 4 3 innings. So Lance McCullers Jr. is a phenomenal pitcher, don't get me wrong, but if a slider is not working, I repeat, if the slider is not working, stop throwing the slider. He has a fastball, I believe he has a changeup as well, and I mean, if they're knowing how to hit it, you have to realize that if they're hitting it back-to-back, they're reading really well, or you're tipping your pitches, especially after hitting five home runs. So stop throwing it. I was watching him, and he hit a home run, and I'm like, okay, well, next pitch, he's not going to throw a slider. I mean, there's no way he's going to, because all these hits have been on sliders, and then he throws another slider. I believe 75% of his pitches, it might have even been more, were sliders off Lance McCullers Jr. And that's not what you want, especially when the team you're facing is supposedly a slider. Like, that's what they feast off of, team. And I don't know if that's, I really don't know what Lance McCullers Jr. was thinking there. Did he had the stuff to really take the slider, take the Phillies down. He didn't. He left the sliders hanging. He did not play well. But also, Rhys Hoskins added more. Had more runs to the game, made it 7-0, and we're all just like, wow. I mean, the Phillies are here to play, and here it is. Another technical difficulty. I don't know what's going on right now, but he hit another home run. Actually, here it is. Nope. Well, he hit back to back. There was a home run in the first, home run in the second, and then home run in the, I believe, the second again, and then a home run in the fifth, and a home run in the fifth once again. So the score ended up being 7-0. Ranger Suarez got taken out 5 innings, and the relief did the job really, really, really well for the Phillies. Gibson, Kyle Gibson pitched well. Bilotti, Nelson, Brogdon also did the job, having a 0 ERA for most of the relief pitchers. Ryan Stanek, Kikuchi also pitched the ball really well. And notice they threw very, very little sliders the entire time, because they knew the team could hit the fastball or hit the sliders. And so they didn't throw the sliders. And it worked for them. And I think McCullers just needs to learn to adjust when the team is hitting his best pitch really, really well. But we'll just kind of recap, because to me, this is the Phillies were one game out. Just if they lost one game, the Brewers won one game, they would not make the playoffs. And they are in the World Series and only 2 wins away from being a World Series champs. And I mean, the Phillies had a record of 87-75. The Brewers, only one game away, had a record of 86-76. And it really did not look like the Phillies were going to make it. They had the roster to do the job, but they went 4-6 in the last 10 games, lost 2 in a row at the end there. And to me, it wasn't looking promising for the Phillies, actually. I mean, their roster really provided well for them throughout that year, but to me, they finished third place, 14 games out of first. And I mean, they're in the World Series. They're two wins away from winning the World Series. And to me, that is phenomenal. I'm really excited for the Phillies. I'm rooting for the Phillies. I really want to see Dusty Baker have a win in all of his years managing in the World Series. He's never had a single World Series ring after all of his years of coaching. I mean, I don't even know. It's Giants, Reds, Astros, two or three other teams that I don't know the name off the top of my head. But, I mean, this – we compared those two teams a podcast or two ago, and the Astros lineup is way better. Well, maybe not way better, but definitely better. Their offense is – I mean – power hitting completely. The Phillies don't really have a power hitting team. They got a few power hitters. The Astros have better pitching overall. The Phillies don't. And the Astros are losing so far to the Phillies in the World Series. And game one of the World Series, we know the Phillies came back to win that game. And that was in Houston. And then the Phillies lost. It really was a good game, 5-2. And then game three is postponed. Game three was actually later, and this time it's in Philadelphia, and they win 7-0. And the reason I think the Phillies are destined to win the World Series is because if the Phillies can beat the Astros in Houston, imagine what they can do in Philadelphia. And so far, they've shown what they can do in Philadelphia, outscoring their opponent by 7 runs and shutting out the opposing team. So let's we kind of went over Game 3. I'll see if there's anything else we should talk about. The Phillies hit 5 home runs, I guess, against the Astros. And their home run team that they're showing here so far, their bullpen has been phenomenal. Their starting pitching has been just as good. But what I think is interesting is the aces for both teams, Justin Verlander and I guess Aaron Nola, have not been good in the playoffs. Aaron Nola is starting tomorrow. That is my key for talking about. So here is the lineup for today's World Series. And Aaron Nola starting, I guess, for the Phillies. And Christian Javier, a reliable young pitcher for the Astros, is starting. He has a 1.35 ERA, 4.57 ERA for Aaron Nola. Astros having Altuve batting first, Jeremy Peña playing shortstop, Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, Yuri Gurriel, Christian Vasquez, Alanis Diaz, and then Chaz McCormick. Alanis Diaz needs to start, bat hot, especially in this World Series. And actually, let me kind of recap a little bit of Lance McCullers Jr. I was just going to say, so, I mean, he's looking back on films. Lance McCullers Jr. is from Game 3. He's probably looking back on the film. He's like, okay, I probably should have thrown less sliders. But I'll do it next time. He's probably thinking, wait, there may not be no next time. He needs to figure out what he did earlier while he's pitching, because this is the World Series. If you lose, you're out. You're going to have to wait till next year. You can't just watch film and do better next time. This is it. So I think you really need to adjust and learn while you're throwing, figuring out their weakness, figuring out what they're really good at hitting at. And I know I already said this, but adjust. That's not what Lance McCullers did. He's a great pitcher, but he needs to show that he can do that if he wants to be, I guess, an all-star at a reliable World Series pitcher for the Houston Astros. But back on topic, we're at game, Game 4, my bad. The Phillies take the lead 2-1, and Jose Altuve, Jeremy Peña, Yordan Alvarez, Bregman, Tucker, Gurriel, Vasquez catching, not Martin Maldonado, Lemus Diaz, and the Chaz McCormick. That's the starting lineup for the Astros. And now the Phillies, pretty much the same every game. Schwarber, Hoskins, Real Muto, Harper batting, playing DH, Castellanos, Bohm has been really good. Bohm and Marsh actually have been probably the best curveball off-speed hitters in baseball right now. Bryson Stott, Gene Segura, and Brandon Marsh. And as much as I like Kyle Schwarber, he has a bad knee. He's not the most athletic currently. So I almost think, have Bryce Harper play the outfield. I know that's not his main position, but I mean, he's obviously more athletic than Schwarber, and I think if Schwarber plays DH, they might be a little better. But then again, Rhys Hoskins has been absolutely horrible at first base. Rhys Hoskins, and he needs to figure it out there. I mean, you don't really got no other first baseman, but I gotta say, I mean, maybe even Harper at first base, because I feel like anyone could be playing better besides than Rhys Hoskins right now, because he's, what, 3 or 4 errors at first base in just 2 series he's played so far. So not very good for Rhys Hoskins. He needs to step it up. His hitting has really taken away his errors he's put up so far, but he's been good. So if the World Series ended right now, let's figure out who would be the MVP. So let's say the Phillies won first game to 3, I guess. Let's say no one won. Let's say the Phillies won the World Series 2-1. Who would be the MVP? And I'd really got to say Bryce Harper. He has 6 home runs. Let me check his batting average in the World Series right now. He has been probably the most adjusting, the most learning, and the most power hitter player there is right now. He's batting .382 with 6 home runs in the playoffs right now. You can also make the argument Alec Bohm, even. You know, I mean, yes, he's batting .208, but he's had those extreme those hits that he needed the most. He got them every time. And then Bryson Stott has not been good, so definitely not him. But even Rhys Hoskins has a shot. I believe he has 5 home runs. Schwarber has 4 home runs, but he's been hitting the ball really, really good. Almost had the walk-off home run in game 2. Or not the walk-off, but would have put them on the board, and they might have even won at the end. But game four is going to be really interesting to me because Aaron Nola is a fastball pitcher, not the best off speeds in the world, but he is definitely the ace for the Phillies, posting really good numbers in the regular season. I really like what I see from Aaron Nola because, I mean, not in the playoffs here so far, but in the regular season, he posted a pretty good stats, a 3.25 ERA, 11 wins, yes, 13 losses, but the ERA is really, really good. 235 strikeouts, so the strikeout numbers are there. Christian Javier, starting for the Astros, is a solid pitcher as well, a really young guy who doesn't have tons of playoff experience, but last year had a 2.54 ERA with 11 wins, 9 losses. That is Christian Javier. So let me recap those stats. Aaron Nola for the Phillies is starting. A 3.25 ERA, 235 strikeouts. Christian Javier for the Astros, a 2.54 ERA, 11 wins, 194 strikeouts. So those are the two pitchers. Who is more reliable? I gotta say Christian Javier because I'm looking at his stats right now. In the past, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 or 11 outings. The most runs he's given up is 3. And, I mean, that's really good. He's never given up a long ball more than twice, at least this year so far. So, the big thing is, though, in the playoffs we showed that he likes to walk batters. I mean, at least in the last outing, I believe it actually against the Phillies. But he didn't even try to, but he always left the fastball up high, and he always had the curveball hit the dirt. So if he can locate his fastball and locate his changeup, and his curveball and his slider, I think he's pretty much unhittable because he really has the stuff to be this phenomenal pitcher, and he is posting, 2.54 ERA in the regular season. But he's bounced back. He's been better than every year. 2021 at 3.55 ERA. This year he has even better ERA, almost half that. And he's been really good. A reliable pitcher, yes, their ace. No, Aaron Nola is the ace for the Phillies. He'll be starting today, a 3.25 ERA. But what I do and I don't like about Aaron Nola is in the playoffs, he's not been good. In fact, he has a 4.57 ERA in the playoffs. But against the Padres, he went 4 innings, gave up 6 runs on his next outing against the Astros. In the World Series, played 4 innings and gave up 5 runs, 2 long balls, and only 5 strikeouts. But before that, his last bad outing was September 28th. You can make the argument it was because he wasn't feeling 100%. He only struck out 8 batters, and for him that's not ton. But he's been really good. Against the Cardinals, 6 2/3, 4 hits, no runs. And then before that, Astros again, 6 2/3, no runs. So in the playoffs against the Astros, I'm looking at this October 28th, 4 innings, 5 runs. But in the regular season, 6 innings, no runs. Does the playoff play a factor for Aaron Nola? Absolutely, in my opinion. He has not pitched in the playoffs in a long time. I don't think he's even pitched in the World Series. Don't quote me on that. I'm not positive. But I don't think playoffs is for him because he hasn't pitched in a while. Zach Elfin is exact opposite of Aaron Nola. I think even Zach Elfin could start. It might be pretty good because he may not be reliable, but I really like what I see through him so far in the relief bullpen. But who I think is going to get the higher end, I've been wrong pretty much every single prediction in the World Series so far. Pretty much the wrong you get. I picked the Cardinals and the Guardians to be in the World Series. And if I picked the Phillies instead of the Cardinals since they were playing each other, I would have been pretty good. But I also said yesterday that the Phillies would get smithered, and they end up smithering the Astros. So I'm going to do a prediction based off my knowledge, but it's probably going to be off the exact opposite. I think Aaron Nola is going to go 5 innings. He's going to do really good until the 5th inning. He's going to stumble, probably give up a couple runs. So I'm saying 5 innings, 3 runs, 8 strikeouts, striking out a lot of batters because that's what he does. Christian Javier, I think he's going to pitch phenomenal. 7 innings, no runs. And I think the relief's going to take it all for him. Ryan Presley should be in there as well as Montero. So I got to say at the end, I'm trying to look at the lineup. If Altuve can provide that bat for the Astros, since he's been at a bad time, if he can regroup and do that, he'll be probably him and Alvarez. Probably if those two can hit the ball tonight, that will be the best and biggest ad for the Astros because that's what you need to throw probably the two best, most reliable veteran batters in the Astros lineup. And if you want the Phillies to win, you're going to hope for Bryce Harper to be that leader today. You're going to hope Nick Castellanos can at least put the ball in play and you're going to really hope for the Phillies that they can put or hit the long ball. That's what the Phillies thrive off of, and they can have that long ball. They will win the World Series, but the pitching is the main factor for today's game because we got the ace for the Phillies and a really good, reliable, not the ace, but a reliable pitcher for the Astros 100%. So if the pitching stays hot, I think I'll have to give this one to the Astros. But even if the Astros are ahead by one or two runs heading into the seventh inning, I think the Phillies have it in their hands because this is a team that loves their long balls, loves sliders, loves to come back at the end of the game. But I believe that is it. I'll have to go with the final score. Phillies losing 5-3. I think it's going to be 5-0 until the eighth inning. The Phillies are going to score numerous runs late innings. I think that's just what they love to do. Hopefully they can score earlier, get the momentum building their way. It is in Philadelphia. I'm probably going to make a mistake here. Seeing the Phillies lost, they probably will win, but I really don't know. I'm really excited for today's World Series because you got both two reliable pitchers. Tomorrow, I'm just going to say Justin Verlander and Noah Syndergaard is pitching, and I think tomorrow I want to talk about that. I think Noah Syndergaard has a really good shot against Justin Verlander. But anyway, thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. I am your host, James Morris. We have been doing this podcast for officially a full season. Please, please, please share this podcast, and thank you for listening.